我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们又有一次机会来到你面前。
We have another opportunity to come into thy presence.
因为你乐意向我们说话。
Because thou art willing to speak to us.
所以我们感觉非常的喜乐。
So we feel very joyful.
因为你的话什么时候解开，我们什么时候里面就看见光。
Because whenever thy words are opened, we see light within.
就是所以我们仰望你。
So Lord, we look to thee.
在晚上我们聚集在这里的时候，你显明你的同在。
As we gather here in thy presence tonight, we do ask that you would manifest your presence.
主啊，借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，把你自己心里的意思告诉我们。
Lord, through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, tell us what is in thy heart.
主啊，也预备我们一个单纯的心。
Lord, also prepare us to have a pure heart.
就是这样的，毫无保留地等候在你的面前。
Such a heart that would await before thee without any withholding.
叫你的话与怎样发光，我们就怎样的受光照。
And however thy word is enlightened to us, we would be enlightened.
叫你的话怎么显明，我们就怎么的跟随。
And however thy word is manifested, we would follow as such.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你一直是用着你自己的话来引领我们。
Because you continue to use your word to lead us.
也借着你自己的话来固定我们在你的道路上。
And you also use your word to establish us upon thy path.
你负了我们的责任。
And that you're responsible for us.
你不叫我们走歪。
So that we would not go astray.
你就是让我们直接的来到你的面前。
And this is how you allow for us to come directly into thy presence.
主，我们要感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
主，晚上我们再看耶利米书的时候。
Lord, tonight as we look into the book of Jeremiah again.
但愿你把你从前说话的心意，今天晚上向我们再一次解开。
May you open up your heart to us once again through thy spoken word.
让我们众人都知道你在今天。要我们学习的功课。
So that all of us would know thy lesson that you have for us.
主，保守我们的心怀意念。
Lord, may you keep our heart and thought.
让我们知道与你面对面的日子也不偏离你自己的话。
That we will not depart away from thy word until we see thee face to face.
主，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
帮助我们明白你的心意。
Help us to understand thy heart.
我们都在这里等候。
We all wait for thee here.
主啊，向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and wait in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们继续在耶利米书上来留意主当日向以色列人所说的话。
We'll continue to look into the book of Jeremiah to.See what the Lord has to say to the people of Israel during that time.
那些话虽然是当日说给以色列人的。
Even though those words are spoken to the Israelites at that time.
但说话里边的原则到今天对我们还是那样明亮。
But the principles of those words are still just as enlightening to us today.
上次我们末了，我们一直看到神向以色列呼召，他们回转。
At the end of last time, we shared that the Lord called for the Israelites to return.
他称他们做被盗的儿女。
He calls them backsliding children.
他一直在那里呼召他们回来。
He continues to call them to return.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们今天开始的时候，我们要在这里先下一个定义。
Brothers and sisters, as we want to start tonight, we want to first define that.
我们的神怎么说以色列是被盗的儿女呢？
How does our Lord describe the children of Israel as backsliding children?
在我们的观念的里头。
In our concept.
我们好像就是因为他们拜偶像。
It seems to our understanding is because they worship idols.
所以就成了被盗的儿女。
So they're called backsliding children.
当然这个是事实。
And of course, those are facts.
但我们不能不留意。
But we must also take note.
在神的心思的里面，他怎么看属他的人成为被盗的人？
That in the heart of God, how does he view those who belong to him as they become backsliding people?
拜偶像是外面的动作。
Now, worshipping idols is an external action.
但是是什么叫他们在外面 有这样的动作呢？
But what is it that will cause them to have such external actions?
弟兄姊妹，我们看属灵的事情。
Brothers and sisters, when we view spiritual
matters, 从旧约看到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New,
我们都是看到神给我们留意的那个点。
We can still notice that point which God shows us.
一切在神面前显露的事情。
Everything that is exposed in God's presence.
神不是只是留意那个事情的外表。
God does not only take notice of what's externally manifested.
他总是让我们去留意所以会发生那些事的原因。
He always allows for us to understand the reason for those things that happen.
那用新约的话来说。
So using New Testament terms.
那就是里面的决定外面的。
That is what is within determines what is without.
或者翻过来说。
Or in other words.
外面所表现的就是里面的实际。
What is manifested externally is in fact the reality that is within.
也就是我们的主跟门徒说话的时候所提到的。
Just as our Lord mentioned to the disciples when he spoke to them.
你们心里有的，你们说话里头就发表出来了。
What is in your heart would be expressed by thy word.
那现在我们看到。
Now we can see.
神说，以色列人是被盗的儿女。
God calls the Israelites backsliding children.
那他们究竟被盗显明在什么的基础上面呢？
In fact, where is their backsliding founded on?
在第三章的里头，我们留意到神接连说了两次这样的话。
In chapter 3, we take notice that God spoke these words twice repeatedly.
头一次说是说在13节。
The first time he calls them that in verse 13.
没有听从我的话。
And ye have not obeyed my voice.
第二次是说到最末了的一节。
The second time is in the last verse.
没有听从耶和华我们神的话。
And have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God.
弟兄们，这是一个很清楚的那一个原则的事实。
Brothers and sisters, clearly that is the principle.
他们怎么得罪神呢？
How did they sin against God?
他们怎么成为被盗的儿女呢？
How did they become backsliding children?
从外面看，他们就做了一些事情是神不喜悦的。
Externally, they did something that is not pleasing to God.
但从里面看，你看到一件事情，他们不听从神的话。
But within you can see one thing, and that is the fact they did not obey the voice of the Lord.
那不听从神的话，也就是说不以神为他的主。
In other words, if they did not obey the Lord's voice, they did not honor him as God.
在他们身上有掌权的地位。
They did not allow God to have the position of reign or authority upon them.
那这一件事情是非常严肃的。
Now this is a very serious matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们看旧约的以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, when we view the Israelites in the Old Testament,
新约里边称为神儿女的。
And those who are called the children of God in the New Testament.
我们常常所留意的都是这是称为神名下的人，他们犯罪了。
Many a times we only notice that these people who are under the name of God, they have sinned.
而这是个犯罪的那个现象是什么呢？
And what is the phenomenon of these sins?
多半是注意道德上的堕落。
Generally, we only take notice of their fall in morality.
不错。
Yes.
一个远离神的人，道德上一定败落。
One who falls away from God in morals, they would be corrupt.
这一点是肯定的。
That is for sure.
没有一个不尊神为大的人，他们的道德生活是会严谨的。
There is no one who has fallen away from God that in their daily living, it would be strict and solemn.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we must also take note.
道德生活的堕落，在神的眼中看来，并不是最重要。
In God's sight, the fall or the corruption of our morality in our daily living is not most important in God's sight.
那弟兄姊妹，不要以为我说它不重要。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand.
我是说最重要。
That I say it is not important at all, but it's not the most important.
最重要的，在神眼中所注意的是我们给神一个什么的地位。
Most importantly, God views within our heart, what position do we offer to Him?
如果这一件事情在神面前不准确,
now if that is not correct before God,
那其他的事情也不可能准确,
then everything else cannot be correct.
那弟兄姊妹你留意的,
brothers and sisters, take note,
神给以色列人十条诫命,
God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments.
第一条是什么?
What is the first one?
第二条是什么?
What is the second one?
第三条是什么?
What is the third one?
三条合起来都是说到一件事情。
The three commandments, the first three put together speaks of one thing.
就是神的地位。
That is the position of God.
神那个绝对的地位。
That is His absolute place.
那如果说,
in other words,
我们在神面前是让神有那个绝对的地位。
If we give God the absolute place in our heart,
那人就不可能不听从神的话。
Then man would absolutely obey God.
只有当人没有让神有绝对的地位。
But only when man does not offer that correct place to God.
那接着就会觉得神的话我喜欢就听，不喜欢我就不听。
Then immediately what follows is, if I delight in God's words, I will obey. If I don't, then I will not obey.
跟我心意相合的，那我就听；不跟我心意不相合的，我就不理了。
If His words are the same as mine, then I will follow it. If not, then I won't be mindful at all.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们按照神的观察来留意到我们在神面前的光景的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, according to God's examination, if we take note of our condition,
我们就会多注意我们里面的那个实际过于外面的表现。
Then we'll take note even more of the reality that we have within than what's manifested externally.
当然外面的表现就是把里面的那个实际发表出来。
Of course, what is manifest externally only reflects what is the reality within.
但弟兄姊妹，我们不得不承认。
But brothers and sisters, we must confess.
外面的发表可以假装的。
That we can put on a false facade when we put what's external.
也可以模仿的。
We're able to imitate.
但是这个假装出来的和模仿出来的。
But what we pretend or what we imitate.
并不是里边的那个实意。
It's not what is our intention within.
那所以光是看外面是不能碰到问题的。
And so when we only merely look at the external matters, we cannot see the issue.
必须要看到人里面的那一个光景。
We must be able to see the condition of man within.
然后我们才能知道我们在神面前那个实际的光景是怎样。
Then are we able to see what the reality of that person is before God's presence?
我想弟兄姊妹，你看到神在那里呼召被盗的儿女，被盗的儿女。
I think for brothers and sisters that we see the call of God for the Israelites, backsliding children, backsliding children.
我们就必须注意到，神所看的被盗是看人把什么位置给神。
Then we must view accurately that backsliding depends upon what position man offers to God.
表达在神的话在人的身上有没有显出权柄。
It is expressed upon the fact if the word of God manifests the authority it should have upon man.
如果人给神有权柄的,
if man does allow for God to have authority,
人一定尊重神的话,
man will honor the word of God.
如果不尊重神的话,
if they do not honor the word of God,
那就得说出我们并没有让神有权柄。
Then it speaks of the fact we did not give authority to God.
人的愚昧常常就是喜欢用一些眼睛看得见的事物来作为鉴察我们的光景人的光景的那个根据。
Man's foolishness is many a times we use what is visible, what we can see, to determine the condition of another.
那若是我们记得神借着撒母耳对扫罗所说的话。
Now, if we remember the words of God through Samuel to Saul,
那对这一点我们就会看得很清楚。
Then we'll see this point very clearly.
撒母耳怎么对扫罗说话呢？
Now, how did Samuel speak to Saul?
听命胜于献祭。
Is sacrifice better than obedience?
Obedience.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
To hearken better than the fat of rams.
有什么你看看神的观察是这样。
Brothers and sisters, that is the examination of God.
他不是看你有没有献祭。
He does not look at the fact of you offered or not.
他是看你有没有听话。
He wants to see if you have obeyed. He's not looking at your sacrifice if it's a ram or what. But he wants to see if you're an obedient person before him. Now if we return to the book of Jeremiah, we see the same thing. We thank God. God clearly shows us this point. And when God speaks on this point, brothers and sisters, you should remember.
因为当时是指着在约西亚年间的那个外面的复兴这个光景来说的。
Because these words are spoken in the condition in the days of Josiah in the external revival.
因为在外面来看, 当时约西亚确实把犹大带回神的面前。
Because externally, indeed, Josiah did bring the people of Judah before God's presence again. But this is only a false phenomenon externally. And under this false phenomenon,
那犹大人在殿里边，在家里头，暗暗的在那里。
That the Israelites in the temple and their homes, they hiddenly still worshipped idols.
用假神来代替。
And they use the false God to take the place of the Lord God. And so it used, God speaks those words very directly and very sharply to them. Now if we look at it at that view of the Word of God, then the Israelites indeed have no future before God. Because what they done directly undermines the Ten Commandments. And it directly goes against the facts, the most important facts in the Ten Commandments. But thank God, to the people whom has chosen, he continues to have mercy. He calls them to repentance. He points the way of repentance for them. He allows for them to know that he did not forsake them. And even though they've gone astray,
神给他们管教,
God disciplined them.
神给他们鞭打,
God scourged them.
但是这个管教和鞭打并不等于神放弃他们。
Yet this discipline and scourging does not mean that God has forsaken them.
那所以我们今天借着上一次看到的, 末了的时候继续往前看的时候,
so tonight as we continue on where we left off last time,
而我们就看到有一件事情是非常非常宝贝的。
We see one thing that is extremely, extremely precious.
因为当约西亚年间神借着耶利米所说的这些话,
because the words of God through Jeremiah in the days of Josiah,
一面是宣告以色列人他们在神面前,
on the one hand, proclaims the fact that the Israelites in God's presence still has a future. As long as they repent. As long as they return. Now if they do not return, if they harden their necks and yet would not repent, would God still accept them?
这个可能性, 对，在当时来说是存在的。
This possibility at that time exists.
当然今天我们回过头来看历史的时候, 我们也看到这样的光景实在是存在的。
Of course, when we reflect upon history now, we see in fact that condition does exist.
那如果以色列人就是这样硬着脖子不肯转回,
now if indeed the Israelites continue to harden their necks and would not return,
那神是不是还放弃他们呢?
Would God still forsake them?
神说还不放弃他们。
God says, no, I still will not forsake you.
所以神在那里一再的呼召被盗的儿女啊,回来吧。
So God continually calls to them, backsliding children, return.
神虽然是这样说出,他们不至于给,
even though God speaks of the fact that they will not be completely forsaken,
但是神也并没有隐藏说, 他们会给丢弃。
Yet God did not hide the fact that they will be forsaken.
啊，只不过神给他们的丢弃是有界限的。
But to the degree which God forsakes them, there is a limit.
啊，那所以我们从第十四节那里开始来留意。
So as we take note, beginning from verse 14.
如果我们灵里面是明显的。清楚的。
If our spirit is clear,
你就看到神在这样的呼召了以后，神就宣告了神怎么把他们收回来。
After the proclamation here, God tells them how he will take them back.
弟兄姊妹记得第三章一开始。
Brothers and sisters, remember the beginning of chapter 3.
那是根据律法上的那个条例说。一个被休的妇人，如果她再嫁了，前夫就不可能再把她收回来。
That is according to the law. If a man put away his wife and she marries another man, then she cannot return to him again.
那在律法是这样。
That is the fact in the law.
但神给他们看见。
But God shows them.
在律法上，神让他们。看到是那样严肃的事情。
Under the law, God shows them this is a very serious matter.
但是在神对他们的关系上面，
But in their relationship to God,
神却显明了极大的怜悯。
God has manifested great mercy and compassion.
那我们留意十四节。
We take note of verse 14.
神向以色列人说话的时候，
As God speaks to the Israelites,
神把他自己放在一个什么的地位，或者是放在一个什么的关系上呢？
What position does God place himself in or put himself in what relationship?
他说我做你们的丈夫。
He says, I'm married unto you.
神就是把他自己放在这样的一个位置或者一个关系上。
God places himself in this position or in this relationship.
现在是以色列人背弃神。
Now it is the Israelites who have forsaken God.
落到淫乱的罪孽的里头。
That they have fallen into the sin of adultery.
那神就对他们说。
So God speaks to them.
我就是站在这样的一个地位来向你们说。
I'm speaking to you upon this position.
律法不允许做的事情。
What is forbidden by the law.
我的怜悯还是可以把你们接回来。
By my mercy, I will still once again accept you.
因为我要为你们付出那个律法所要求的代价。
Because I will pay the price that is required by the law.
是因着这样的一个事实，
and it's because of that fact,
神就 给他们说出，不管你们离弃我到一个什么的光景，
God speaks of the fact, no matter how far, what degree you depart away from me,
我总要做一件事情，
I will do one thing,
要叫你们都给收取回来，
I will bring you back, I will take you again.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意第一章的时候，
Brothers and sisters, we take note of chapter 1. 神给
耶利米所看到的呼召他的意象。
When God shows or allows Jeremiah to see the vision when he called him.
头一个意象，
The first vision,
就是杏树枝啊。
And that is the stem of the rod, the almond tree.
一开始神就已经跟耶利米说得很清楚。
At the beginning, God tells Jeremiah very clearly.
他一定叫他的话完全的成就。
He will hasten his word to perform it.
那当然这一件事情是包括整个耶利米书里边的信息。
Of course, this includes all the messages in the book of Jeremiah.
那当然也就包括这里所说的。
And so, of course, it's included what is spoken in chapter 3.
那究竟神要做一件什么事情呢？
In fact, then what will God do?
那弟兄说，如果我们灵里面是苏醒一点，
Brothers and sisters, if our hearts are somewhat clear,
你立刻看到，
you immediately see.
神在这里给以色列人的那个呼召，
The calling which God gives the Israelites here,
不是仅仅有作用在当时，
It is not only useful at that time,
并且 那个作用是一直存留到永远，神都在那里等候他们回转。
But that function lasts forever. Eternally, God is waiting for them to return.
那我们留意十四节。
Now, if we take note verse 14.
那神说出了他的地位的时候。
When God speaks of his position.
神就说了。
God says.
我一定将你们从一个城里头取一个人。
I will take you one of a city.
从一族里边取两个人。
And two of a family.
带到示安
and I will bring you to Zion.
我已必将合我心意的牧者赐给你们
and I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
他们必以知识和智慧牧养你们
which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
耶和华说啊，你们在国中生养众多，当那些日子，人必不再提说耶和华的约会，不追想，不纪念，不觉缺少。也不再制造。
And it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased by the land, in those days, said the Lord, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall be done any more.
那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座，万国必到耶路撒冷，在耶和华名的地方聚集。
At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it to the name of the Lord to Jerusalem.
他们必不再随从自己顽梗的恶行行事。当那些日子，犹大家要和以色列家同行，从北方之地一同来到我赐给你们列祖为业之地。
Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers.
弟兄姊妹，你读到这一段话的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you read this passage,
你能说出这段话？神在历史上什么时候做过
Can you say in history when did God accomplish this?
是以色列后来还是被掳
Israel was still in exile.
那然后神把他们带回来
And then God brought them back.
是不是那个时候已经应验了神说的这一番话呢
Was it at that time that these words of God were fulfilled?
明显就不是
Apparently, no.
弟兄姊妹你留意
Brothers and sisters, take note.
里边所提的没有一件事情是在他们被掳归回的时候应验的。
In the words in this passage, none of the things mentioned were fulfilled in their return from captivity.
当你细细去看的时候
When we read in detail,
你说这些事情如果要应验
If these things were to be fulfilled,
在国度里头都不行
It would not even be at the time of the kingdom.
几乎要到新天新地的时候才成。
It must be almost to the time of new heaven and new earth that these words will be fulfilled.
就算我们说在国度里头就出现了。
Even if we say that this phenomenon will appear in the kingdom.
那这个话在对当时的犹大人来说。
Then these words to the people of Judah at that time.
他们一定不会领会。
They would not understand it at all.
但神并不管他们领会不领会。
But God is not mindful if they understood it or not.
神就向他们宣告这样的一个事实。
God proclaimed this fact to them.
如这个事实。
And this fact.
他们领会也好，不领会也好。
Whether they understand it or not.
他们总是听到神要这样做。
They have heard that God will do this.
如果神要这样做。
And if God will do this.
那就是说出神不会放弃他们。
Speaks of the fact that God will not forsake them.
神总是要把他们挽回。
That at last, God will take them back.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意。
Brothers and sisters, we take note.
神说我就从一城取一个人。
I will take you one of a city.
在一族取两个人。
And two of a family.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是什么事啊
?What is that, brothers and sisters?
在过去的历史你没有看到神做过这样的事。
In past history, we did not see God do this.
那你要看见这样的事成就。
And if you want to see this happen,
你只能在撒加利亚书上面看见。
We can only see this in the book of Zechariah.
你只能在以赛亚书上的预言上看见。
We can only see this in the prophecies of the book of Isaiah.
那看见什么
？What is that?
罗马书就把以赛亚书上的话 引用过了。
And in Romans, it uses the words of Isaiah.
那就是说到以色列人全家得救的那件事情。
It speaks of the salvation of the house of Israel.
就是我们常常读到罗马书说到以色列人全家得救的这件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, many times when we read of the fact of the salvation of the whole house of Israel,
我们会有一个错觉。
We'll have this misconception.
我们以为到主来的时候，凡是以色列人他们都得救了。
We think of the fact that when the Lord returns, if you're an Israelite, you will be saved.
甚至包括在历史上的以色列人都在蒙拯救的那个范围里。
It might even include the fact that the Israelites throughout the ages that they're in this realm of salvation.
但弟兄姊妹不是的。
But brothers and sisters, no.
罗马书很清楚告诉我们。
The book of Romans clearly tells us.
以赛亚书就是那个出处就说得更清楚。
And in the book of Isaiah, it is even more clear.
若不是耶和华为我们存留余种。
If the Lord God did not keep a remnant for us.
我们都已经灭亡了。
We will have perished.
那就是说出。
That speaks of the fact.
当将来神再一次一次越受。收取他的百姓的时候
When God once again gathers his people
并不是百姓的全部
It is not the entire people
而是百姓的剩下的那一个小部分
But it is only the remnant, the minority
那我们晓得
So we understand
说到这个余数啊
When it speaks of this remnant
是怎么说的呢
How is that explained
是从哪里算起的呢
Where does that remnant begin
那是从主回来以后
That begins after the Lord returns.
地上经历灾难
When the earth have experienced the tribulation.
灾难结束了
And after the end of the tribulation.
所剩下的那些犹太人就是这个余数
And the Israelites, the Jewish people that are left, that is, they make up of the remnant.
全家得救是指着这一批人。
And so when it speaks of the salvation of the house of Israel, it speaks of that fact as a minority.
是在经过灾难还能存活下来的那一批以色列人。
It is the Israelites who gone through the tribulation and remain.
人数并不太多。
They're not many.
所以这里说在一个城里头取一个。
And so here it says, I'll take you one of a city.
在一族里面取两个。
And two of a family.
那取这些人出来干什么呢?
And why are these people taken out?
把他们带到西安。
It is to bring them to Zion.
把他们带到耶路撒冷。
It is to bring them to Jerusalem.
不仅是让他们给带到耶路撒冷。
Not only to bring them to Jerusalem.
他说神也一定把和他心经历的那些牧者赐给他们。
But the Lord God also says, I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
那弟兄们你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这里神是给当时给他们的那个牧者啊。
Now, this pastors that the Lord will give them.
不是一个。
It is not singular.
如果是一个的话。
If it is singular.
我们马上就说那是主耶稣。
If it is, we will immediately think
that's
the Lord Jesus. 在荣耀里头
回来的主耶稣。
It is the Lord Jesus who returns in glory.
但是这里不是说一个。
But here is not singular.
这里说是众数的。
Here is plural.
有许多的牧者。
There are many pastors.
你说。这个话怎么说呢?
You say, how is this explained?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们对教会在神面前的那一个经历是掌握得住的,
If we're able to grasp the experience of the church before God,
我们就知道了,
Then we'll understand.
当教会被提以后,
Now after the church is raptured,
在天上,天空经过了基督台前的审判
And in the air after we have gone through the judgment seat of Christ
教会再也不带着任何的残缺了
When the church no longer has any blemishes
所有的残缺都在审判的里面给拿掉了
That all the blemishes have been taken away through the judgment
那是一个真正成熟的教会
That is the church in maturity
那教会与主就从天空来到地上
and the church will come with the Lord in the air to the earth
这个时候是建立国度的时候
and it is at that time the kingdom is established
那教会在国度的里面
and the church in the kingdom
是与基督一同作王
reigns with Christ
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你就晓得
then you understand
神说我要给许多的牧人给他们
God says I will give you many pastors
他们就用知识和智慧来牧养他们
and they will feed you with knowledge and understanding
我们感谢神
We thank God
这些都是以后 很, 靠近世代末了的时候的事情。
This is in the end times, very close to the end of the ages.
但神在耶利米的时候已经先宣告了。
But God has already first proclaimed this in the day of Jeremiah.
那我们怎么知道是指着那个时候呢？
Now how do we understand it to
be pointing
at that time? 因
为你往上看的时候你就看到。
Because if we read on, we'll understand.
只有到了那一个时候。
It is only during that time.
只有到了国度的日子。
It is only during the days of the kingdom.
或者说就到了新天新地的时候。
Or during the days of the new heaven and new earth.
比上的那些事情才会出现。
Then the events to come described here will come about.
比上的出现的是什么事情？
What are these things mentioned here?
第一。
First.
那一个时候人就不再提说耶和华的约柜。
In those days, they shall stay no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
也不追想。
Neither shall it come to mind.
也不纪念。
Neither shall they remember it.
也不觉得缺了。
Neither shall they visit it.
你说约柜怎么可以给忘记？
You say, how can it be possible that the Lord of the covenant would be forgotten?
怎么可以没有约柜？
How is it possible that you cannot have the Ark of the Covenant?
但是神的主的话在这里说的那么清楚。
But the Lord's words here are very clear.
到了那一个时候。
In those days,
人也不再提说约柜了。
They would not come to mind.
也不追想约柜了。
They would not remember it.
也不纪念约柜了。
They would not visit it.
虽然不做这些事情，也没有感觉缺少了什么。
And even though none of these are...Done, they would not lack anything.
怎么会有这样的事呢？
How would this be possible?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当你知道约柜所表达的是什么，
when you understand what the ark represents,
到了国度的时候，
during the time of the kingdom,
约柜所要表达的已经在基督的救赎里面完成了。
What is manifested, expressed by the Ark of the Covenant has already been completed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
在那一个时候，
at that time,
虽然他们不在教会中，
even though they're not in the church,
但是他们已经是与主面对面，
but they have already come face to face with the Lord.
他们是可以面对面的见到主。
They're able to see the Lord face to face.
那既然是在面对面的见到主，
and since they're able to see the Lord face to face,
约柜的功用已经完成了。
The function of the Ark of the Covenant has already stopped.
整个律法底下的那所表明的那个事物的功用也已经完成了。
All the functions that is supposed to be the use of the law has already stopped.
在那个时候再也不用借着眼见的事物来认识神了。
No longer do you need the visible things to come to understand God.
弟兄姊妹你记得吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you
recall? 我们今天常常说到那个恩膏的教训。
Today, many times we speak of the teaching of the anointing.
那这个恩膏的教训是我们今天在教会里头的人预先享用神在国度里边所应许给他的百姓的。
Now, the teaching of the anointing is for us today to first taste and enjoy what God promises to give His people in the kingdom.
那我们留意恩膏的教训的时候。
Now, when we take note of the teaching of the anointing.
乃是站在旧约的基础上面来说神在前面要做的一件事情。
If we stand on the viewpoint of the Old Testament, that's something that God will do ahead.
在律法上面就是说，
Under the law it says,
你要根据律法来决定你在神面前该怎么做。
We will have to determine what we do according to the law.
你要透过律法去认识神是怎么的一位神。
It is through the law that we come to understand what kind of God he is.
但是恩膏的教训呢？
But the teaching of the anointing
明明在那里说，
clearly states,
那个时候用不着别人来教导你们。
At the time, you do not need anyone to teach you anything.
因为你们中间从大到小，
because in your midst, from the greatest to the smallest,
都认识神。
You all know God.
不需要别人来教导。
You do not need anyone to teach you.
因为你们自己就知道。
Because you know.
那为什么知道？
How do we know?
因为你面对面见到他。
Because we see him face to face.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不管是在耶利米书以后我们看到这一个所谓恩膏教训的出处。
Later on, if it's from the book of Jeremiah, where the teaching of the anointing is first stated.
或者是在以西结书提到这一同一的事情。
Whether it's in the book of Ezekiel when it mentions the same thing.
都是给我们看到。
It all shows us.
到了国度的日子，所有的人都是面对面的看见神的儿子。
In the days of the kingdom, everyone sees the Son of God face to face.
也是面对面的看见神的儿子。
That they also see him face to face.
那所以在那个时候再也不需要任何预表的物件。
So at that time, no longer do we need anything as a sign or to express.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那从神跟他们说的这些话的里头。
After, in the words that the Lord speaks to them.
让以色列人知道神不会放弃他们。
It shows the Israelites that God will not forsake them.
但是更重要的。
But even more importantly.
那在以上继续再说出
It speaks, continues to say,
说到了那个时候
At that time,
人必定称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座
They shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord.
万国必到耶路撒冷在耶和华立名的 地方聚集
And all the nations shall be gathered unto it to the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹这个只有在国度的时候才会出现的
Brothers and sisters, this thing would only take place during the time of the kingdom.
历史上从来没有出现过这样的事
This matter has never existed throughout history.
罗门最荣华的时候
Even in the glory of Solomon,
周围的列国都往上他朝拜的时候
when all the nations came to worship him,
也没有到这样的一个程度
it is still not to this degree mentioned here,
全地的人都承认
that when all the land will confess,
神的宝座设立在耶路撒冷
that the throne of God is established in Jerusalem,
全地的人都在那里承认一个事情
that all the people of the land will acknowledge one thing
如果我们要寻求神 你必须要到耶路撒冷
if we want to seek God we must go to Jerusalem
我们感谢赞美我们的主
we praise and thank our Lord
到了这一个时候
at that time
你看到那个恩膏的教训的缩影了
you can see then the shadow of the teaching of the anointing
到那个时候他们呢不再随从自己顽梗的恶心行事
at that time no longer would they walk according to the imagination of their evil heart
更重要的事情
Even more importantly,
他说到了那个时候
At that time,
犹大家和以色列家他们要一同来到神所赐给他们列祖的地
The house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel to come together to the inheritance given unto their fathers.
弟兄姊妹，这说出什么
Brothers and sisters, what does that speak of?
这说出犹大和以色列的合一、啊、
This speaks of the union of Judah and Israel.
那在罗伯安的日子
Now in the days of Rehoboam
的那一个时候
At that time
犹大跟以色列分裂了成为两个国家
When the Judah and Israel divided into two kingdoms
虽然后来都先后灭亡了
Even though they one after the other were destroyed
你再也没有办法找到犹大国也没有办法找到以色列
No longer can we find the nation of Judah or Israel
一直到现在
Even today
你也没办法找到十二个支派都合在一起
We cannot find the 12 tribes united together
现在虽然有以色列国
Even though there's the nation of Israel today
但这个以色列国并不包括十二个支派
But this nation does not include all 12 tribes
但是等到那一天
But on that day
十二个支派就出来了
The 12 tribes will come forth
犹大跟以色列就成了一个
That Judah and Israel will become one
回到耶路撒冷
And return to Jerusalem
回到迦南地
To return to the land of Canaan
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这个完完全全简单的来说这是国度的应许
Simply put, this completely is the promise of the kingdom
神在那里呼召他们说
When God calls them
被盗的儿女啊
All backsliding children
回来吧
Return
我收纳你们
I accept you
我总有一天要叫这些事情做成在这个地上
One day I will accomplish all this upon the earth
继续的往下去说、啊、
If we continue to read on
弟兄姊妹你看
Brothers and sisters you can see
好像神的话又转了一个弯了
It seems like the word of God
回到现实的里边去了
It comes back to the actual time
那现实是什么呢
What is the actual time
是以色列人不肯悔改
It is that the Israelites would not return
是犹大人不肯悔改
The people of Judah would not repent
仍然在那里硬着脖子
They still stiffen their neck
神在那里就给他们一点的责备
And so God rebukes them
那个责备还不是很厉害的
That rebuke is not very great
不过也不是说 不严厉。
But it is very severe as well.
神说
God says,
在近光的高处
In the high places, verse 21,
听到人心人的声音就是以色列人哭泣恳求的声音
Weeping and supplications of the children of Israel.
那这个以色列人哭泣恳求
Now this weeping and supplication of the children of Israel,
他们悔改了
have they returned?
他们回转了
have they returned?
所以他们在神面前痛哭流涕了
so that they're weeping and crying before the Lord.
往下看的时候
but if we read on,
我们说
we say,
错了
that's wrong.
他们没有回还没有回转
they have yet to return.
他们是落在神的管教的底下
they're still under the discipline of God.
他们是落在神的责备的底下
They're under the rebuke of God.
他们也许在环境上受了许多的苦
Maybe in their circumstances they suffer much. 但
是他们没有醒悟过来
But yet they were not awakened.
他们还没有调转他们的脚步
They did not turn their steps.
但是因为环境的那个压迫实在叫他们感觉难受
But because of the oppression of their situation It is much suffering
所以他们哭泣了
So they have wept
他们恳求了
And they have supplication to God
哭息是自然的哭息
Now this weeping is self-pity
恳求是向偶像的祈求
And this supplication is to the idols It is not to God
弟兄姊妹我们看
Brothers and sisters we see
约西亚王死了以后
After the death of King Josiah
几个王
And the few kings after him. And that is the kings that were in exile.
他们的光景就是如此。
That is their condition.
外面的环境压力很重。
The external situation has great pressure. They cannot bear it.
但是他们就是不肯悔改。
Yet they would not repent.
所以他们就落在这样的苦情的里头。
And so they're left in this suffering.
因为底下神就指出。
Because later on, God points out,
恳求啊,
they weep in supplication
是因为他们走了弯曲的路,
because they have perverted their way
忘记耶和华他们的事,
and have forgotten the Lord, their God.
虽然是这样,
Even so,
我们又听见神再一次呼召,
we hear once again God calling,
你们这被盗的儿女啊, 回来吧,
return, ye backsliding children,
我要医治你们被盗的病
I will heal your backsliding.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
你看到神的忍耐
You can see the tolerance of God.
你看到神的怜悯
You can see his mercy.
这实在是不简单的事情
Indeed, this is something great.
神的百姓那样一而再再而三的来得罪神
That the people of God again and again repeatedly sin against God to bring forth his wrath.
但是神一直在那里等待
But God continues to await for them.
这一直不仅是在那里呼召被盗的儿女啊回来吧
Here is not only calling, O backsliding children, return.
他还加上一句
But he continues to add on.
我要医治你们被盗的。
And I will heal your backsliding.
这个我要。
I will.
是说得很肯定的。
Speaks of confirmation.
虽然在翻译上没有说出我必定要。
Even though in the translation it does not let us know I must.
但是语气上面你已经读出这个味道来了。
But in the tone we can already read and understand that.
尽管神的百姓是这样的走迷
Even though the people have gone astray in this way
一直的走迷
And they continue to go astray
但神说
But God says
我要医治你被盗的病
I will heal your backslidings
我要把你们的脚步调转过来
I will bring you unto me
哦、oh, 弟兄姊妹们
Oh dear brothers and sisters
我们的神实在是存着很深的怜悯
Our God indeed has great mercy and compassion
啊他这样存着的怜悯
And with such mercy
那究竟是因着什么呢
Why?
是因着以色列人配呢
Is it because the Israelites are worthy?
还是别的原因呢
Or for another reason
显然不是因为以色列人配
Very apparently it's not because the Israelites were worthy
因为他们还不悔改
Because they did not repent
他们还是在被盗的路上走
They're still backsliding
那但是为既然他们是这样用背向着神
If that's their situation with their backs
那神为什么还纪念他们
Why does God still remember them?
我们当然笼统的来说就是神怜悯
Of course in general we can just say God is merciful
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
不仅是神的怜悯，
not only is it only God's mercy, but it's His faithfulness.
神一直纪念他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
God continues to remember the covenant which He had with Abraham.
是神的信实。
It is His faithfulness.
催促神的怜悯向以色列人来表达。
That urges His mercy to express to the Israelites.
所以以色列人一直在那里做愚昧的事情。
So even as the Israelites continue to do foolish things,
神一直在那里呼召他们回走。
God continues to call them to return.
也一直告诉他们说，你们是被盗的儿女。
Continues to call them backsliding children.
但是我要医治你们被盗的
病。But I will heal your backslidings.
那怎么去医治他们被盗的病呢？
How does He heal their backsliding?
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
神一直在那里医治他们被盗的病。
God continues to heal their backsliding.
如果从那神差遣先知来给他们警告，给他们挽回。
If we see the fact that God continues to send prophets to have them be restored and warned.
这个不算是医治。
That is not consider healing.
这个只是警告。
That is only a warning.
那但是神是在这里是说我医治你被盗的病。
But God says here, I will heal your backslidings.
那究竟神怎么医治呢？
And so in fact, how does God heal them? We thank the Lord.
先是在旧约的时候，神给他们献祭的事。
In the Old Testament, God gives them the offerings.
这献祭的事情解决他们在神面前的愚昧和无知。
And through the sacrifices, the offerings, it solved the issue of ignorance and foolishness before God.
那以后呢？
Later on.
是神儿子在十字架上钉死的事情。
It is through the crucifixion of the Son of God on the cross.
打开了人与神恢复和好的路。
And opened this new and living way to reconciliation before God.
神要借着旧约的献祭和新约的神的儿子的救赎来医治被盗的儿女。
It is through the sacrifice of the Old Testament and the salvation of the Son of God in the New Testament to heal the backslidings of the children.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们真是看见神对他所拣选的人所存的意念是何等何等的。
Indeed, we see how precious are the heart of God to the children who have, He has chosen.
他严厉是严厉。
He is very strict, yes.
因为他不愿意他所救赎的人偏离正路。
Because He is not willing for those whom He has redeemed to go off the right way.
但是他给他名下的人所存的怜悯比他的严厉还要多，
but,
还要高。
But greater and deeper is the mercy which he has to those whom he has redeemed.
弟兄姊妹，你记得诗篇上面说的那件事吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you recall the events in Psalm?
你的怒气不过是转眼之间。
Your wrath is but in a moment.
你的恩典却是一生之久。
Your grace is forever.
弟兄说你一做比较你看到。
Brothers and sisters, if you compare, you understand.
神的严厉神必须是这样。
Because of God's strictness, he has to be that way.
才能维持他的圣洁和公义。
So that his holiness and purity can be kept.
也维持我们在他的圣洁和公义。
So that we can also be in his righteousness and holiness.
但是当我们心思转回归向神的时候，
But when our hearts are returned and repent to him,
他为我们所存留的却是我们一生之久。
But what he keeps for us is everlasting.
如果对我们来说，
Now to us,
对我们在新约里边的人来说，
To us who are in the New Testament,
那就不单是一生之久，
It's not only throughout our life,
那是直到永远，
But it is eternal.
所以诗篇上的话还继续在那里说，
So the words in Psalm continue to say,
一宿虽然有眼泪，
That there is weeping in the night,
早晨便必欢呼，
But joy cometh in the morning. We thank the Lord. There is an end to darkness. Yes, the darkness will cause us to weep. But the morning will come. And when the morning comes, no longer will we weep. We will be joyful. We will rejoice.
为什么?
Why?
因为你能与神面对面,
because we can see God face to face.
神收拿我们,
and God accepts us.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
但是耶利米说的这一番话,
at that time when Jeremiah speaks these words,
对当时的犹太人来说, 如果他们能领会的话,
to the Israelites, if they were able to understand, they would be greatly comforted.
但是我们今天在读这些话的时候,
but today as we read these words,
我们很清楚地觉得,
very clearly we feel,
这些话不是单单上以色列民说的,
these words are not only spoken to the Israelites,
严格说起来是对我们今天, 在救恩里面的人说的,
to be very strict, these words are to be spoken to us who are in salvation today.
因为以色列人对这些事情恐怕明白不到什么地方去。
As for the Israelites, it is very hard for them to understand these words to any degree.
而唯有在救恩里面的人, 知道神在这里说的是什么了,
but only those who are in God's salvation would have some understanding of the words of God here.
啊,我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
但神借着耶利米向犹大说了这些话的时候,
when God speaks these words to Judah through Jeremiah,
耶利米在神的面前有回应,
there's a response from Jeremiah to God.
而所以从二节当中那里,
so even from the midst of verse 22,
一直到第三章的末了,
until the end of chapter 3,
那是耶利米在神面前一些的回应,
that is some of the response of Jeremiah before God.
以色列人听见神说话不一定有反应,
when the Israelites heard God speak, they may not have a response.
但是耶利米听了神的话, 耶利米是有反应,
but when Jeremiah heard the word of God, he has a response.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们看到先知的反应是非常正面的,
we can see the response of the prophet is very positive.
因为先知在这里一面看见神子民的前途,
because on the one hand the prophet sees the future which God has proclaimed,
同时也看见神子民在神面前,
and at the same time, he sees the shortcomings of the people before God.
所以我们留意这里先知当时的反应可以说是我们今天生命里边学习的一些个内容。
And so we can see the response of the prophet here are some of the lessons we learn in the lessons of life today.
先知就向神说话了。
The prophet says to God,
他说看啊,
behold,
我们来到你这里,
we come unto thee.
这个你是谁呢?
Who is this you?
以撒就说,
then it says,
因你是耶和华, 我们的神,
for thou art the Lord our God.
Oh, 神啊, 我们现在都来到你面前,
oh God, now we have come before thee.
我们都来寻求你的面,
we come to seek your face.
因为你实在蛮有恩典和怜悯,
because indeed you're filled with grace and mercy.
你虽然责备我们的愚昧和无知,
though you rebuke our foolishness and ignorance,
但是你为我们存留的恩典和怜悯是远超过我们这些人所配得的,
but the grace and mercy which you keep for us surpasses greatly what we are deserving of.
我们从前做了许多愚昧的事,
we have done so many foolish things.
我们仰望埃及人给我们拯救,
we have looked to the Egyptians for salvation.
我们仰望非洲那边的那个古实人就是现在的埃塞俄比亚人,
we look to the Cushites to become our support, and that is the people of Ethiopia today. They cannot help us.
我们从前就把我们所有的盼望是寄托在这些人的身上,
and we have put all our hope upon these people.
结果我们发觉都是枉然。
Yet we discover it is in vain.
而我们没有办法从他们那里得任何的帮助。
We have not gained any help from them.
虽然他们好像摆出一个声势，是好像很能帮助人。
Even though they put forth the form which that they seem to be able to help us.
但是我们发觉那是帮助是突然。
But we discover that help is in vain.
一点意思都没有。
It is meaningless.
那我们回头来看历史的时候。
And so when we return to look into history,
我们看过。
We see,
那个时候以色列人请求埃及人帮助他们来抵挡巴比伦。
At that time, the Israelites asked the Egyptians for help to resist Babylon.
没有作用。
It was useless.
也请求过古实人来帮助他们去抵挡亚述人。
And they also asked the Cushites to help them resist Assyrians.
也没有下文。
It is also without use.
所以先知在这里带着认罪的心情在那里诉说，这些帮助都是枉然。
And so the prophet recalls here and says, truly, that help is in vain.
然后就确定一个事实。
So he confirms the fact.
以色列人得救，诚然在乎耶和华我们的神。
Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel.
只有耶和华我们的神才能做我们的拯救。
That only the Lord our God can be our salvation.
先知里面有光了。
Now there's light in the prophet.
但是可惜百姓的里面还没有看见。
But unfortunately the people have yet to see this.
先知在那里大声的呼喊。
The prophet is proclaiming loudly there.
但是百姓却好像听不进去。
Yet the people cannot hear it.
虽然他们因着这样的悖逆，忍受了许许多多的亏缺。
Though the people rebelled and suffered so much shortcomings.
先知在耶利米在这里也述说了。
Jeremiah also counts here.
我们因为拜偶像。
Because we worship the idols.
这一个事情。
Because of this,
把我们所有的都给他们吞吃了。
That we have been devoured.
连我们祖宗所劳碌得来的都给他们吞吃了。
Even the labor of our fathers from our youth.
我们都落在蒙羞的光景里了。
We have been ashamed. We're down in our shame.
从我们立国以来。
Even from our kingdom.
我们的祖宗跟我们。常常得罪耶和华我们的神。
We and our fathers have sinned against the Lord our God.
没有听从耶和华我们神的话。
And have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶利米在那里有一个非常准确的反应在神的面前。
Jeremiah has a very accurate response before God here.
但是神的百姓却没有。
Yet the people of God did not.
仍然在那里愚昧。无知悖逆。
They continue to be foolish, ignorant, and rebellious.
那是当耶利米这样上神来显出他的反应的时候。
And so when Jeremiah manifests his response to God here in this way,
他的反应并不等于以色列的反应。
His response does not equal the response of Israel.
他的反应并不等于犹大的回转。
His response does not equal the return of Judah.
所以我们接上去第四章，神又接着跟他说了。
So we see God continues in chapter 4 to say to him.
还是说过的话。
It is still the same words.
第四章弟兄姊妹你看到。
Chapter 4, brothers and sisters, you can see.
仍然是神在那里呼召。
It is still God's calling there.
耶和华说以色列啊你若回来归向我。
If thou will return, O Israel, said the Lord.
你若从我眼前除掉你可憎的偶像。
And if thou will put away thine abominations out of my sight.
你就不被迁移。
You shall not be removed.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers,
这个话严重了。
These words are very severe.
因为在这里已经宣告被掳了。
Because here it proclaims the captivity.
那虽然这个话是说在约西亚的时候。
And even though these words are spoken in the days of Josiah.
当约西亚王如果不是因为他在神的面前真实的寻求神。
But if it was not for the true seeking of King Josiah before God,
我们可以大胆地说
we can say boldly,
在约西亚的日子 以色列就被掳了，
even in the days
犹大就被掳了。
Even in the days of Josiah, Judah would be in captivity.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意
？Brothers and sisters, have you noticed?
在马太福音第一章里边，基督的家谱。
In Matthew chapter 1, in the genealogy of Christ.
你有没有看到犹大被掳是在什么时候？
Do you see when Judah was in captivity?
如果不懂得属灵的事情的，你就会说，哎呦，圣经里边的事情都是自相矛盾的。
If we do not understand spiritual matters, then we would think the scriptures are always conflicting.
弟兄姊妹，你请翻到马太福音第一章。
Brothers and sisters, so we turn to Matthew chapter 1 and look at the genealogy of the Lord.
看第十一节。
If we look at verse 11,
百姓被迁到巴比伦的时候，约西亚生耶哥尼亚和他的弟兄。
And Josiah begot Jehaniah and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon.Brothers and sisters, you say that's not history.
约西亚并没有被掳。
Josiah was not in captivity.
约西亚是死在犹大的。
That King Josiah died in Judah.
他是跟埃及王打仗，给打的重伤回来死掉的。
He fought with the Pharaoh of Egypt. He was wounded and he came back and died.
约西亚并没有下到巴比伦。
And Josiah did not go to Babylon.
怎么这里说约西亚在巴比伦生下耶哥尼亚和他的弟兄？
Why does it say here, and Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brethren?
这和历史对不上来呢？
It does not match in history.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你回到耶利米书这里，你就看到一个真相了。
If we go back to Jeremiah, we see the truth.
在眼见的历史的里头，
In the visible history,
约西亚的日子并不是被掳的时候。
In the days of Josiah, it was not the time of captivity.
但是在属灵的实质的里面。
But in reality, in spiritual reality,
在约西亚的日子，犹大已经被掳了。
Even in the days of Josiah, they were in captivity.
你说不是啊？
You say no.
约西亚把圣殿恢复过来啊。
Josiah restored the temple.
我们一直就提这个事情。
We continue to mention about that.
我们读第三章开始的时候，我们也听见神直接指出犹大的虚假。
We continue to see God starting in chapter 3 proclaims the treachery of Judah.
他们是假意归我的。
That they have returned unto me falsely, not with a whole heart.
因为在约西亚的时候。
Because in the days of Josiah,
那一个复兴只是外面的。
The revival was only external.
一个假象。
It was only a false phenomenon.
恐怕只是约西亚和非常少数的人心是归向神。
It may be only Josiah and a very few who had their hearts returned to God.
整个的犹大是暗暗的在那里拜偶像。
The whole of Judah were hiddenly worshipping idols.
以外邦的神来代替耶和华。
That it was the Gentile gods to take the place of the Lord God.
所以从属灵的实际上面去看。
So in spiritual reality,
在约西亚的日子已经是落在属灵的被掳里边去。
Even in the days of Josiah, they have fallen into spiritual captivity.
那因此我们现在注意到第四章耶利米的那一个宣告，
so,
代替神的宣告。
So here we see in chapter 4 as Jeremiah proclaims,
他说以色列啊，
it says, O Israel,
你回来归向我。
Return unto me.
如果你从我眼前除掉你可憎的偶像，
If thou will put away thine abominations out of my sight,
你就不被迁移。
Then shalt thou not remove.
这说出什么？
What does this speak
of? 他们被掳这个事情已经肯定了。
It speaks of the fact that their captivity has been confirmed.
但是可以挽回。
But it is still being restored.
只要你们离弃偶像。
If you will put away your idols and turn to God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
如果你读列王记或者历代志，
If you read Kings or Chronicles,
你再读耶利米书，
And then you read Jeremiah,
你非常清楚的能确定一件事。
Immediately you can confirm one thing.
按照神的意思，
According to God's heart,
在马拿西的日子就应该被掳了。
Even in the intention of God during the days of Manasseh, they should be in captivity. That God will give forth his people in the days of Manasseh. But God did not do so. Why?
你读历代志列王记，你就很清楚看到。
If you read Chronicles and Kings, you see very clearly.
那个最糟糕的马拿西，在末后的日子，他悔改。
It is because of Manasseh, the worst king, at his last days, he repented.
他转回来归向神。
He returned unto God.
神就因着他的回转。
And because of his repentance.
因着他的悔改。
Because of his return.
就把交出去的这一件事情往后挪移了。
That God tarried and moved back the timetable for giving His people forth.
但是我们读耶利米书再往下读的时候
，But when we read Jeremiah and continue to read,
你就读到神宣告一件事情。
You can see that God proclaims
one thing. 神为什么把以色列人交给外邦人掳去呢
？Why did God give the Israelites to the Gentiles for them to be in captivity？
都是因为西西家的儿子马拿西的缘故。
It is for the sake of the son of Hezekiah, Manasseh。
神说的非常清楚。
God says very clearly。
一点不含糊。
It was not dim at all。
被掳就是因着马拿西。
They're in captivity because of Manasseh。
但是马拿西当时却没有被掳。
Yet Manasseh was not in captivity。
那为什么没有被掳呢
？Why？
因为他悔改。
Because he repented。
神就。把那个事情延后。
And so God pushed back the timetable.
同样的原则。
In the same principle.
如果以后的王都和以后的以色列的百姓都是像马拿西的这样子在末了的日子肯悔改。
If all the people, all the kings to follow were just like Manasseh in the end, they will repent.
神惩治神的神把他们交给外邦人的事可以无限期的往后
God's discipline and His proclamation will continue unlimitedly to be pushed back.
我们感谢神。
We thank
God. 这是神的怜悯。
That is the mercy of God.
但是神的百姓不够体会神的心思。
But the people of God were not mindful of the heart of God.
所以耶利米书第四章这里，神已就宣告被掳的事情是已经定规下来了。
And so God confirms in Jeremiah chapter 4, the captivity is confirmed.
以色列啊。
Israel,
你回来归向我
return unto me,
从我眼前除去那些可憎的偶像
put away thine abominations out of my sight,
你就不被迁移
and thou shalt not be removed.
这话太严肃了
these words are too solemn.
因为这个话一翻过来
because if we turn these words around,
如果你不回转
if you do not return,
你就一定要给迁移
You'll surely be removed.
神何等不甘心他的子民被掳
How unwilling is God for his people to be in captivity?
但是是神的子民把神逼到一个地步不能不把他们交出去
But the people of God have forced God to the point that he must hand them over.
我不是跟弟兄姊妹提过以西结书里边所记载神的荣耀怎么离开耶路撒冷离开以色列吗
Did I not mention to you before how the glory of God departed away Israel in Jerusalem during in the book of Ezekiel?
神的荣耀从至圣所的施恩座上离开来到殿的门口
That at the mercy seat the glory of God departed into the gate
就停在那里
and remained there.
好像神并不甘心离开
Seemingly as if God was not willing to leave
但是没有办法
But there's no way
因为整个圣殿里边都是充满了拜假神的事情
Because the entire temple was filled with idol worship
把神逼得不能不离开那些污秽的地方
That forced God because of the abomination that was there
但是神实在不甘心
But God was not willing
所以到了门槛一出去就是外头了。
So even at the door, if he was to step out, it's outside.
神停留在那里。
God remained there.
停留在那里干什么
？Why did he remain there?
圣经没有说。
The scriptures did not say.
完全没有说。
It did not say.
就是停留在那里。
But he remained there.
然后。
And then.
实在不能留下来。
He cannot remain.
神的荣耀就上升到了殿顶。
And so God's glory ascended.To the top of the temple.
又在那里又等了一会儿。
And also remain and tarry there.
但是没办法。
But there's no other way.
连上面神也不能停留。
He cannot even remain on the top of the temple.
那时候从那里就到了耶路撒冷城的天空。
And so there he was at the gate of the city of Jerusalem.
这不仅是圣殿的问题了。
Now this is not only the issue of the temple then.
耶路撒冷的问题了。
It's the entire city of Jerusalem.
不仅是耶路撒冷地的地，神没有办法停留。
Not only can he not remain in the land of Jerusalem.
连耶路撒冷的天空神也没办法停留。
Even in the air of Jerusalem, he cannot remain.
所以在那里等了一会。
And so after he tarried there a bit.
那神的荣耀就在城中的天空到了橄榄山。
And so the glory of God in the air of the city of Jerusalem was in the Mount of Olives.
在橄榄山又停留了一会。
And he also tarried in Mount Olivet.
没有办法。
There's no way.
不仅是耶路撒冷没有主的地方。
Not only is there no place for God in the city of Jerusalem.
连耶路撒冷城外也没有神的地方。
Even outside the city of Jerusalem, there's no place for God.
所以结果从橄榄山，神的荣耀就离开，回到天上去了。
And so the glory of God must leave Mount Olivet and depart and return to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神一步的这样离开。
God continues to leave step by step.
为什么不干脆一下就去呢?
Why does he not just return one step at right away?
如果我们揣摩一下神的心思。
If we consider and contemplate a bit of the heart of God.
你看到神多少的舍不得。
You can see how not willing God is.
舍不得他的子民。
He is not willing to forsake his people.
舍不得他所定规的要作为他的宝座所带的地所在的地方落到撒旦的手里。
He is not willing for the place where his throne is established, his name is established, to fall into the hand of Satan.
但是没有办法。
But there's no way.
是神的子民把神逼走的。
The people of God forced him out.
是神的子民没有留下一个地位给主的。
God did not, the people of God did not leave any place for God.
好像老底家教会。
Just as the church in Laodicea.
主在教会里边没有地位。
The Lord had no place in the church.
主给挤到门外去。
That God was forced outside the door.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当时耶利米的日子。
In the days of Jeremiah.
神和他百姓的当中就是这样的一种光景。
That is the condition between God and his people.
所以神在那里很严肃地告诉他们。
So God clearly, strictly tells them.
我巴不得你们能回转过来。
I'm so willing for you to return.
你们就不被迁移。
You will not be removed.
你们就会凭着诚实、公平、公义，指着永生的耶和华起誓。
And thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness.
那样。
Then.
弟兄姊妹注意我念底下那两句。
Brothers and sisters, take notice, I read the two...
我们中文的翻译有些不太清楚，我们很难领会。
In the Chinese translation, it's not easy to understand.
我把那个意思念出来，弟兄姊妹你就知道了。
But I'll read out the meaning so you'll get it.
那上面就说到以色列是指着永生的耶和华起誓。
Now it speaks of in the beginning of verse 2, and thou shalt swear, Israel shall swear the Lord liveth.
列国呢？
And the nations,
必在耶和华面里面让自己蒙福。
And the nations shall bless themselves in him.
也在他的里面来称颂。
And in him shall they glory.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到一件什么事情?
What do we see here?
如果犹大他们肯悔改。
If Judah would repent,
不单是他们自己蒙福。
Not only will they be blessed,
连万国也因着他们而得神的祝福。
Even the nations shall receive the blessing of God.
神也在全地得着荣耀。
And that God will receive glory in the whole land.
出埃及记十九章。神所宣告的那件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a proclamation in Exodus chapter 19.
你就要在我就做我的子民，就在万民中做我的子民。
And you shall be my people amongst the nations.
因为全地都是我的。
Because the whole land is mine.
你们要做祭司的国度。
You will be a kingdom of priests.
为圣洁的国民。
To be a holy people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意到这话。
If you take note of these words.
和那里就有关联的。
It is connected with those words.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
在神的计划里头，
in the plan of God,
神要让犹大成为万民的那一个回到神面前去的媒介。
God wants Judah to be the medium for the nations return to him.
犹大如果肯站在他该站的那个地位，
If Judah would be willing to stand in the position it should stand in,
神的旨意就成就了。
God's will will be done.
所以神一直在那里呼召他们回来吧。
So God continues to call them repeatedly, return, return.
结果,
as a result,
没有答应神。
Judah did not answer to God.
结果以后他们真的是被掳了。
So as a result, they were truly in captivity.
那以后经过了许许多多的曲折。
And through many crooked, many turns,
神就按照他的旨意兴起教会来代替他们的地位去做成神。
According to his will, God rose up the church to take their place to accomplish his eternal will.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们今天是在教会里。
Today we are in the church.
我们接替了以色列人该在神面前所显明的那一份的功用。
We have taken the place of the people of Israel and their function that they ought to have.
我们并不代替他的地位。
We did not take their position.
但是我们却代替了他的功用。
But we have taken the use their function.
那教会在神的面前面对的事情。
Now the things that the church encounters before God.
跟犹大当时所面对的属灵的情形是一个模样。
It is the same form as the situation that the people of Israel were faced with at those days.
偶像的世界把犹大拉出去。
That the idols pulled Judah out.
今天世界的那一个偶像也不住的在那里要把教会拉到一个地步。不占教会的地位。
Today the world as an idol also would want to pull the church out so the church would not stand in the position as the church.
要叫教会学着世界。
And want the church to conform to the world.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然神的保守不会允许教会落到当时以色列的那个光景，
Even though by the Lord's keeping, He would not allow for the church to fall into the condition of Israel at that time.
但是若是神的儿女不能体会神的心意，
But if the children of God is not mindful of God's heart,
那肯定是拖延神工作的完成这一个事实是无可避免。
It will be for sure that we cannot avoid the fact that we will delay the will of God being done.
那因此我们在主的面前也实在需要有这样的一个心思。
So before God we must also must have this heart.
我们不甘心教会被掳到世界里边去。
We are not willing for the church to be in captivity of the world.
我们必须求主保守我们，叫我们很明确的站在世界以外来单独的仰望依靠我们的神。
We must ask the Lord for His keeping for us to be clearly, purely standing outside of the world.
听从耶和华我们神的话。
To obey the word, the voice of our Lord God.
我想今天晚上我和弟兄姊妹就交通到这。
I think I end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.
下礼拜我们开始啊，我们就看到。
Next week as we begin, we'll see.
神就很严厉的把被掳的事情宣告出来。
God severely proclaims to them the matter of the captivity.
但愿神救我们脱离以色列人所走过的弯曲。
May the Lord keep us and deliver us from the turns that the Israelites went on.